Hey, Power Achievers, here are some of the freebies and great discounts we have for you that are provided by our sponsors just for you listening to Designing Your Life Today. First of all, I want to remind you to develop the best plans for your life and for your business by getting the information that you need, and you can do that by signing up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see it right there in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today. You can see samples of our newsletter, and you can sign up absolutely free. As I said, we've got some great discounts for you, and even some freebies from our sponsors. This week, our sponsors are One-in-One Websites. They're still hanging out with us. You can get domain names and hosting for as little as 99 cents as an introductory price, and you're going to love that deal. Also, you know what? It's really difficult to be in good shape unless you know how to eat properly. Well, Cooking Light Diet will help you with that. They will plan your meals, among other things. Get lots of great tips, get lots of free downloads and handouts that you can use to take with you when you go to certain restaurants and more. You can check this out at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. And Fabletics, they're my favorite workout clothes. I have been a fan of Fabletics now for almost a year, and I love wearing their leggings, and their outfits are so nice until they don't even look like workout clothes sometimes. But you can check them out for yourselves and get the discounts that go with that. Get your first set of workout clothes for $25. They normally range from $49.99 to $79.99. So check those out. Find out more information by going to Savings and Sources. We got you some really great discounts, you guys, as well as some really good freebies. So check out this week's goodies at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's showtime.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Thriving Thursday. This is the day for all the entrepreneurs, the direct salespeople who are entrepreneurs, home-based business owners, people who aspire to be entrepreneurs, to hang out with us to learn how to thrive in your business, to get to where it is you really want to be. Now, all month long, we've been talking about fear, learning about fear, how to deal with fear, how to combat fear, and in some cases, why fear is our ally. Now, we're going to do a special show that will explain to you some of the ways that fear can be an ally. Or can it? We'll find out. But for today, our topic is a great topic. Today, we're going to teach you how to disrupt fear. How do you disrupt fear? So I'm going to give you 10 ways to disrupt fearful patterns. So that lets you know that I'm going to go pretty fast because I want to get through all 10 of these strategies that you can use to disrupt the pattern of fear. Fear is something that's going to pop up into our lives at some point in time. And so it's really important that we understand that it is going to show up, and secondly, that we know how to disrupt that pattern or how to interrupt the flow when we feel like fear is taking over in our lives. How do you take that current and shift it towards thriving, towards getting to where it is you want to be? If you are an entrepreneur, if you have a home-based business, any kind of business, direct sales, it doesn't matter what it is you do. At some point, fear is kind of that little monster that's going to try and creep up, and well, it will creep up, and it's going to do its best to hold you back. Well, you don't want to let fear hold you back in any way, shape, or form. So when it does pop up, what do we do with it? Now, first of all, there are several things that can cause fear to pop up into our lives. And of course, there are too many to name on this show. But yesterday we talked about relationships. And so if you missed the show on yesterday where I shared some of the different ways that fear can actually kind of come into your life and stop your personal growth through relationships, you want to go back and listen to yesterday's podcast, because that one is, it's a little bit longer than normal, but it is so worth it. And of course, I shared the irrefutable success principle, and which is the law of reflection. And I talked about how do you use that law of reflection as it relates to your own life, and really how do you connect it to your personal growth. Well, it is important to know how to disrupt fear, because the thing about it is when fear does come against us, guess where it comes through us or comes at us? A lot of times it comes at us through relationships, through people that we are connected to. For example, if you're married, you sometimes people have a spouse that yells at them and threatens them, and I'm going to leave you, I won't love you, or they withdraw love, which is so immature. And they withdraw love, and I say it's immature, but they don't understand that they're being immature. What they're doing is they're actually using fear to try and get love, and that's not going to happen. Well, I don't know if we're going to get to that in this month where we talk about that as it relates to relationships, but I'm sure at some point in time we may get to that. Or who knows? I might talk about it this month. The point that I'm making here is that fear will come at you. Usually it comes at you through someone that you know, someone that's close to you, because why? They can reach you. Or it comes at you through a circumstance, or it comes at you or plagues you because of something that you want to bring into your life. For example, if you have a business and you want to increase your income and it's not really where you want it to be, then fear is going to kind of raise its head and convince you that, first of all, you don't deserve it. Secondly, it isn't going to happen. And so it's going to do its best to keep you from releasing your highest and best self. And so I'm going to give you 10 ways that you can disrupt the fearful patterns. And these 10 ways that I'm going to give you, some of them are pretty basic, but some of them might require a little bit of work on your part. And I'm talking about spiritual work. First of all, if you haven't figured it out by now, and I've mentioned it on a few shows, but I want to reiterate the fact that fear is of a spiritual nature. That's where it attacks first, the object of the game. If you can really, attack the spirit, then guess what? You can shut everything else down. The mind, the body, and of course the emotions. They're just done. So the thing is that you want to know that fear, the object of the game is for fear to attack your spirit. I mean, the Bible tells us that God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's how you know that fear is a spirit. There it is. Got it out. That fear is a spirit, because in the Bible it says he didn't give us a spirit of fear, which lets us know that it is in fact a spirit. So you really want to be aware of what fear is, and that it is of a spiritual nature, and that it's designed to come against you, not just always to ruin your life, but sometimes we take it too far. And so we're going to talk about that more when we talk about whether fear is an ally or not, or some of the ways that it can, in fact, be an ally. All right, let's get to these 10 ways so that the show is not super, super long today. The first one, and the first ones are pretty basic, okay? And then we're going to go a little deeper. And because the deeper ones, I wanted to save those for the second part of the list, because it takes a little bit longer to explain them, I think, or I want to talk about them a little bit more or in depth. So the first one is, when you feel fear coming on, you can sing or hum. So the first thing is that you want to sing, because the thing about it is, here's the thing about singing. Unless, of course, you're singing a song about hate and fear and all that, then it's going to get worse. But usually when we sing or hum, humming is more of a high-pitched sound. It causes us to have to go up an octave or two as far as the kinds of vibrations that we put out, and that will combat fear. I mean, and if you don't believe me, this is something that you can try right now, instantly. I mean, hum something that really is kind of catchy, a catchy tune, and you will see how you will start to feel good, especially if you're a person who's afraid. So anytime you feel that pattern of fear coming against you, or you feel like something is rising up to cause you to react as a result of fear, sing or hum, because here's the other thing, it's going to calm you down long enough for you to connect with your rational mind or your creative mind, whichever is needed the most. The second one is laugh. You know, find a reason to laugh. I can tell you there have been times in my life when I have been afraid of certain things because I had no control over the outcome, or at least I thought I had no control over the outcome, which I didn't have any control over the outcome, so to speak, but I had control over me and how the outcome affected me and the direction I wanted to go in my life. And as a result of realizing that, I could do something differently. However, if I completely stayed in kind of the fearful zone, then there's no way I would have seen something brighter, something more. So I learn to laugh, and sometimes I'll watch a funny movie. And these days I don't, you know, really allow fear to plague me like that. But when it did, I would watch a funny movie so I could take my mind off of whatever I felt like was making me more afraid. And the more I laughed, the better I got, and the more I could create, and the more I calmed down. So singing, laughing, and then dancing. Now, if you say, well, wait a minute, suppose I'm really afraid and I'm at work, do I get up and start dancing? Hey, if it's not going to get you fired, I'm just saying, go for it. But here's the beautiful part about being an entrepreneur, having a home-based business, doing your own thing, is hey, you can get up and dance right at your desk. Why would you want to dance? Let me give you an example. If you've got to contact people and you are a person who you're not really good with follow-up, then guess what? Because you're afraid, because you've already made the contact, now you're a little bit gun-shy about calling that person back. Why? Because you've already decided in your mind that, well, they most likely won't buy your product, when in fact, it might be the other way around. So you don't want to hear the no, and which, by the way, get rid of that. You know, keep your mind open to a yes. However, when you get up and start dancing, first of all, if you say, well, I can't dance, all the more reason to dance, because you know what? You are going to feel so silly just dancing. And if you can dance, still dance anyway, because one or two things will come out of that. You're either still going to feel silly because you're there dancing by yourself because no one's watching, or you're going to feel awesome because same reason, you're dancing and no one's watching and you are feeling good all about you. Dancing is going to raise your vibrations and you're going to forget that you're afraid. But as soon as you're done with your dance, get on the phone immediately. Don't wait to calm down and think about it. Just start dialing. So have the numbers ready, your follow-up numbers, before the dance takes place, okay? So the fourth one is shift your thoughts to what you want. Now, I shared this on Monday and Tuesday, actually Tuesday's show, where I talked about the fact that you want to focus on the solution. You don't want to focus on the problem. I don't get it. People have a tendency to focus on the problem thinking that it's going to make them feel better, when all it's doing is stressing you out even more. So you want to focus on the solution and not the problem. So you want to shift your thoughts to what you want. In other words, see the best outcome, because that is what you want. Now, a lot of times we let outside influences cause us to become fearful or stay in fear mode. Case in point, all of these debates that are going on, the presidential election, it's really all rooted in a whole bunch of fear, making people afraid, making people think that they're not capable, that, listen, you need this one for your president, because guess what? They're going to give you more and put more into your life. Put stuff into your own life, for goodness sake. You can take control of your own destiny. I don't care who the president, who becomes the president. And when I say I don't care, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter who becomes the president when it comes to your success. Have you noticed that if you are not successful today, that means that, and you are of a certain age, you know, you're like, what, over 30, you've gone through quite a few presidents. And so far, has it made you any more successful? And if you say yes, then look at it closer. More closely. What happened was you did the work and perhaps took advantage of some of the programs and things that came out as a result of that particular president. But make no mistake about it, no work. I don't care how many policies are in place and how many programs are in place. No work, no money, no thriving. And there it is. So my point is, what I'm getting at here is I want you to shift your thoughts to what you want. And I want you to see the best outcome for your life and recognize that you are not this codependent victim who has to let your life be controlled by another human being. If you do the work, you will reap what you sow. That's a universal principle. And that has nothing to do with who our president is or who you elect for, you know, the House of Representatives or Congress or whatever. Now, I'm not telling you to be socially, to be irresponsible and not vote. I'm telling you to vote. But what I'm saying is don't let that be the beginning and end of your life. I've met people who said, you know what, I'm not going to start my business until I know who the president is. Are you kidding me? I'm going to start my business now. Power's in the present moment. Understand that your energy and your knowledge and the work that you put out and right thinking is what's going to bring you the return and attract into your life the things that you want. So you want to shift your thoughts to what you want. Don't let the media influence you. Don't let anyone else influence you. And that doesn't mean that you don't seek wise counsel. It doesn't mean you don't take good advice. But it does mean that ultimately be a decision maker and be in control of your own destiny and your own life. Okay, number five, repeat empowering phrases. Now, I gave some empowering phrases on Tuesday's show, and you want to go and check it out on Mondays and Tuesdays. And so you can come up with your own empowering phrases. Of course, mine are of a biblical nature because I like that, but you can choose whatever you want. There is one that we used to say when I was a part of a direct sales company, and before I had my own team and became the leader of my own team. And I think this is written in Jack Canfield's book, The Power of Focus. And it was, I will let nobody push my buttons. I will let nobody rain on my parade. I will go under, I will go over, I will go through any obstacle that comes my way. Because I am highly motivated and truly dedicated and highly motivated. Yes. And that's kind of how it went, something like that. And that, of course, is not biblical, but it's still it's still empowering, and it still can give you kind of that boost that you need. So you have to figure out what works for you, because I'm not here to judge you and tell you, oh, you've got to get all your things in there. They have to all be scriptures. I'm not going to tell you that because you're in control of your own destiny and you're in control of your own energy. So with that being said, you guys, you want to repeat empowering phrases. Here's another one. Now let's kind of shift a little bit and go kind of a little bit deeper. Now, these are actually fruits of the Spirit, or fruit of the Spirit. And number six is joy. You know, whenever fear comes against you, you got to find your joy. I'm not talking about happiness. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness comes and goes. Happiness is based on outside stimuli. Okay. And so the thing is that joy is something that's in your spirit. And here's the thing, when you can strengthen your joy and have your joy and activate your joy, then the truth of the matter is fear is going to have a really hard time hanging around, because fear and joy, they can't coexist, not at the same time. So you're either going to be in fear mode or you're going to be in happy or joy mode. So find your joy, because joy is something no one can take away from you. And it doesn't matter where you are, because it's inside you. See, happiness is based on, as I said, outside stimuli. Did you get the new car? Did you meet the goals? Did you get the money that you wanted? The person in your life, did they fall in love with you? These kinds of things. So you really want to work at kind of building joy. And I think, you know, in the future, we've got it. think it's scheduled. I don't know if we're going to get to it this year, but for us to kind of explain in detail what that means and how it feels to actually have that joy. Because the more you understand about what you already have inside you and you activate it and bring it to the forefront, the more powerful your life is going to be. And of course, you're going to constantly disrupt the pattern of fear until you become a person who's courageous, confident, full of self-esteem, and you're going to be setting goals left and right. And most importantly, you're going to be achieving those goals left and right and then some, all over the place. So the seventh one is peace. Now, peace is really a big deal because peace is, it's about the quietness of the heart. See, when we hear peace, a lot of times people think that because it's often equated to war or being the opposite of war, meaning all is quiet. But it goes beyond just being quiet on the outside. It's about a quietness on the inside. Your heart is quiet and your mind, it's calm. And it's based on the knowledge that all is well. And if you say, well, if I'm afraid and I'm in fear, then all is not well. And if I am, let's say, afraid to pick up the phone and make phone calls so that I can make contacts for my business, or I'm afraid to network when I go out, then all is not well. Well, you know how you come to the knowledge that all is well? You just need to say it and you just need to believe it. And that goes to faith. And we'll get to that in a moment. So the reality of it is that when it comes to peace, you've got to choose calmness in a moment of fear. And you have to really relax. Okay, so the thing about it is you have got to learn to be still. And you've got to be still instead of panicking when things aren't working out the way you think they should. Do you know there are times whenever, and I can't say that I won't ever have something that will make me afraid for the moment come into my life. I can't ever say that. But here's what I will say. I will say that whenever it pops up, see, it's not that these things won't come against us. It's about having the ability to combat them. That's what doing life with power is all about. That's what your power, the power in you. That's what that's all about. Using what you already have inside. But here's the thing. I can think back to some of the times where I was like really kind of afraid of certain things and didn't know what the outcome was going to bring. And you know what? I remember an incident, and this was several years ago, and I was really afraid about what was going to happen. And finally, I reached a point where something in me said, you know what? Be still. Just be still. And guess what I did? Nothing. I just sat down, relaxed, cleared my mind, took some deep breaths, and I was still. And guess what? All of a sudden, my confidence, it went up. And my ability to think of different actions I could take and different solutions that I could come up with that could really make the situation better for me and all parties involved, all of a sudden I started to get answers. So there is some power in knowing when and how to be at peace. That's really important. Now, peace is really important, but here's the next one. Number eight is exercise patience. That is a big deal. The thing about patience, in order for you to be patient about something, see, I've come to realize that patience is about having a certain level of confidence. Patience is about having a certain level, actually, of faith and trust and knowing that, you know what? I'm just going to wait because I've done all I can do and I've done my part. So now I'm going to patiently wait and see which way this thing is going to go. I'm going to enter into a period of rest. There's a time to rest because when you can rest and be in patience, now guess what that means? That means that you're also in faith, operating in faith, because you know that regardless of how this thing turns out, that you have done your very best and you're going to be okay with the outcome. So that is what really exercising patience is all about, and why it is so necessary. Once again, being patient is about power in the present moment. It's about understanding that you need to be in that moment. Number nine is faith, and I've mentioned faith a few times. And once again, you know, rest is about being in faith, okay, and not outside of faith. Because here's the thing: when you're outside of patience, you're outside of peace, you're definitely operating outside of faith. And when these fruits are not present, or not being activated in you, then guess what's happening? Fear is now growing. Fear is now taking over. And when fear takes over, instead of you doing what I suggested as it relates to your thoughts, shifting your thoughts to what you want, guess what's going to happen? You're going to shift your thoughts to what you don't want. And it'll almost be as though you don't have the discipline to control your own thought processes, because you have not activated the peace and the patience and the faith within you. Know this, that when you have faith, see, we sometimes people lose faith because they say, well, I had faith in a certain situation, but I didn't get the outcome that I wanted. See, it's not always about getting the outcome that you want, but it's about getting an outcome that you can live with, or getting an outcome that will allow you to establish a foundation for your life that will catapult you to the next level in life. So it doesn't always have to be the outcome that you think it should be. I know people, some people are mad at God. God didn't give me what I want. I had faith. Well, not really, because if you had faith, even if you didn't get what you wanted, you'd still have the faith that it was going to work out, and that there's something that is bigger or better or more for you than what you thought. So you have to understand what it means to have that kind of faith. And when you have that kind of faith, you're not going to be a fearful person. And even if fear pops up, you're going to be able to crush it. And that's what we're learning how to do all month long. We're learning how to crush fear. We're getting to know fear, and we're getting to recognize fear. So then when it shows up, and then guess what happens? We can disrupt the pattern of fear. The beautiful part about disrupting the pattern of fear, if you disrupt that pattern long enough, one of the things that will happen is eventually fear will show up less and less and less. See, the more familiar you become with these positive disruptions, singing, laughing, dancing, shifting your thoughts, repeating empowering phrases, joy, peace, exercising patience and faith, the more you can kind of develop those, then the less likely you are to feel like you don't have control over your destiny and or over a specific situation in your life. And if you are running a business, when you have activated these, now your confidence is where you need it to be. And not just confidence, because it takes more than confidence, even though confidence is like way up on the chart. As a matter of fact, I put confidence over knowledge, okay, specific knowledge, I do. Because with confidence, you can go out and find out what you need. You'll talk to who you need to talk to. People will want to be in your space. People will want to help you win because they see your confidence, and so they will want to be there for you. They'll want to give you things that perhaps you haven't yet earned, hence the phrase con man, because con man is actually con is short for confidence. So they're able to be so confident to the point where even though they have a little bit of knowledge, they can end up getting a lot. Now, it doesn't quite work out for them in the end, but I'm using that to illustrate a point as to how powerful all of these disruptions or positive disruptions can be when you can know how to get them working together so that you can disrupt the pattern of fear. Now, number 10, This is the final one. And actually, I have a little bonus one. But the 10th disruption that you can use is love. Now, when we hear love, we automatically think about Eros. We think about the lovey-dovey romantic sense. And I want to point this out to you, that romantic love is all about the unbelievable. It's all about fantasy, because it's flowers and candy. Those things are fleeting. They don't stay. Okay, so we're talking about more a fruit of the spirit, the kind of love that takes roots and it cannot be pulled up. Fear can creep in through strife and anger and hatred and resentfulness, or through almost any other low energy type of behavior or thought process. And love can combat all of that. For example, if there's a couple who's arguing, like, for example, if a man has a screaming wife, or a wife who threatens him, or a wife who's rude, or it could be the other way around, a woman who has a mean husband who's emotionally abusive, the truth of the matter is these things are being done because that party, whether they are conscious of it or not, they are operating in fear, number one. And number two, they're trying to inflict that fear onto another person. Why? Because when you're fearful, that's the only kind of energy you can put out towards another person. So they're trying to inflict that fear. So my point is, when you can stay in love, that's going to disrupt that pattern of fear. Now you say, well, what does that have to do with me running my home-based business or my small business? What does love have to do with any of that? It's not just about loving your business, but it is about understanding loving yourself to the point where you know that you deserve to have the highest and best, where you know that you are operating within your purpose, where you know that you are in this business because it is bringing something great. It is making a valuable contribution, and that's going to make you fall in love with everything, what you do, who you are, the people that you connect with, and they're going to feel that energy coming from you. So when you're putting that out, you don't have time to be afraid. So that pattern of fear is going to be completely disrupted, and you're not going to have to worry about whether you're making enough money. Have you ever met a person whose business is where they're losing money? If you've seen a person like that, if you listen to them talk, you will hear them talk about being afraid. You will hear them, you'll be able to feel their fear. You'll be able to see their fear. You'll be able to kind of feel their low energy, where they're down, as opposed to being up. Love keeps you high. It keeps your energy high. And when you can take your energy to that level, it's unbeatable. Fear can't come against it. It can come, but it won't win. Now, I want to give you a quick bonus pattern that you can use to disrupt fear, or new disruption, I should say. Defending. Stop defending. Okay, now that's kind of a bonus, because I've given you, you know, you can sing, you can laugh, you can dance, you can shift your thoughts to what you want. You can repeat empowering phrases, operate within joy and activate your joy, activate your peace, exercise patience, bring your faith to the forefront, stay in faith, and of course, love. Now, when I say stop defending, the reason why I wanted to take a moment and mention that is because the minute you go into defense mode, see, people who are on the defense, imagine putting your hands up to keep someone from hitting you or to keep someone from hurting you. Imagine that. And see, that's what defense is. You're cowering down and you are saying that, wait a minute, I'm on the defense because this is something that I'm afraid of. This is something I feel I have to defend myself from. Now you say, well, I'm not a person who does that. Well, I want to tell you, sometimes people go on the defense more than they know. Here's an example of going on the defense. When someone is trying to share something with you that will help you to grow or help you to get to the next level, what happens? People go on the defense and they start defending and they start, well, yeah, I know that. And the reason I didn't do it is because of this and this and this. You do understand that you're defending something because you're afraid that someone's going to think that you don't know enough, or someone's going to look at you in a way where you think they're looking at you as though you're less than. And as a result, you go into defense mode. The minute you do that, you are no longer learning. You are no longer open to receiving. And fear is at the forefront. Why? Because your ego and fear, they love each other. They hang out together. So wherever your ego comes into play, you can pretty much know that fear is usually lurking in the shadows. So that's why it's important that you don't defend. Sometimes it's good to go on the offense when necessary. And as opposed to defending, sometimes even if you know something, do you know, I have people tell me things that I already know and I just thank them. I said, okay, great. Thanks. You know, and I just move on rather than sitting there. I know. Why? What? I'm afraid that people will think that I'm dumb. I don't care. Okay, I know I'm not dumb. I'm super smart. So I know that. So I don't care what people think. And so my point is, you want to stop defending. Well, listen, you guys, if you can master these, and when I say master, put them into action. That's all I'm talking about. You don't have to spend years trying to, I shall sing when I'm afraid. I'll laugh. Ha ha ha. When fear comes again. You don't have to do all of that. Okay, just kind of put them into action. I would suggest that you, you know, write them down or you can kind of write them down and just read them out loud periodically just to remind yourself to stay in the winner's mode. See, these things will put you in winner's mode. Why? Because every single one of these are going to disrupt fearful patterns, and that will keep you thriving. That will help you win no matter what's going on in your life. When it comes to your business, it's going to help you thrive. And when it comes to anything else, it's really going to help you win. The object of the game is to become familiar with all of these positive disruptions so that you will be able to deal with anxiety. You'll be able to deal with worrying. You will be able to deal with all of fear's first cousins. And as a result, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, listen, that is all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. And so we are going to, well, say goodbye and enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Stay tuned for our highlights. And you guys remember, thrive. There's no fear here. There's only excitement. There's only doing life with power. Have a great day. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show. You can post it on your Facebook page. You can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.